Welcome, dumbheads, to MDC, Mega Dumbcast. In this podcast, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Ninjas and Super Spies to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is the revised Ninjas and Super Spies 7th printing from May 2000. Today we're discussing page 92 of Ninjas and Super Spies. I don't have much for you today. For whatever reason, karate is really boring in Ninjas and Super Spies. The game's rules do not seem to be able to capture anything interesting about karate styles. And this page combines Horang Do, which is interesting only because it combines in a weird way with another style that we'll talk about later, and Ishin Ryu, which is just the version of karate that has a bow staff with it. These two styles have almost nothing mechanically very interesting about them. This is the snoozy underbelly of the martial arts system in Ninjas and Super Spies, which is that other than, like, you know, Tiger Claw, okay, let's give it a double claw attack. Aikido, let's give it a little chop that knocks people unconscious. The little gimmick moves. Other than that, these styles, they don't really have a lot that sets one apart from another mechanically. So if you don't give a style a gimmick, there just isn't much interesting to it. It's just numbers that stack up in different ways. If I have to pick a dumbest thing on this page, and I do, because that is the task I have set for myself, I mean, who would have thought that like 50 pages of talking about subtly different kinds of karate could be dull? But Ishin Ryu karate does have at least something setting it apart from other styles in its little preamble. Each one of these styles, maybe because they're so mechanically similar, gets a little introduction that tells you, like, what the temperament of the practitioners are, or what their philosophy is. And Ishin Ryu gets a list of 8 points, or 8 rules, that does come from real-life Ishin Ryu karate. They don't make any mechanical difference, but they are there. They are authentic. Let me give you a brief rundown. As the heart beats on and off, as heaven and earth rule man, so harmony should be in all things. Okay, balance and harmony. A balanced approach. Got it. Okay. I have begun my journey to mastery of the bow staff. 2. As the blood moves through the body, as the moon and sun move through the sky, so movement should be continuous. I needed some help with this one. I am not a kung fu master in real life, you'll be surprised to learn, so I did have to go look up some Ishin Ryu websites, but I am informed that this is about how, like, blood flows and life flows and everything should be continuously moving and adapting and changing. So, okay, balance, adaptation, change. All right. This I can understand. I do know things about, like, self-help and new age bullshit. So on the page, divorced from physical action, I can get behind this. All right. Rule 3. As the body's fluids come in and out of the body, as all things are either hard or soft, blocks and deflections should match the attack. Now, in the real life version, this is a little cryptic aphorism that, like, drinking and spitting are hard or soft. This is the only canonical mention of spitting that I've been able to find in Kung Fu, so I believe that rather than picking up the bow staff as the interesting thing about Ishin Ryu, the authors of this game should have taken this as an opportunity to do pro wrestling style poison spits in Ninjas and Super Spies, a martial arts technique I was very eager to see in this game that is sorely lacking. But leaving my personal preferences aside, basically what this is trying to convey to us is everything has either a hard or soft style. Like any one activity, you can do hard or you can go easy as appropriate to the situation. So this fits, right? Harmony, balance, adaptation, go hard, go soft. All right. Number 4, weight and balance are the same. Lightness and balance are also the same. This is about overbalancing yourself. Don't throw yourself off balance or anyone can just topple you over regardless of weight. Okay, not only stay balanced, but also don't be unbalanced. All right, I'm beginning to see where we could cut some of these rules, but 8 is a nice round number, so all right. 5, no direction is correct, so any direction must be subject to instant change. Don't overcommit. All right. Number 6, striking should be made only at those times and places when defense is weakest. So this is not one of those aggressive styles. This is not like Fu Chao Pai, where you jump up in your shirtless glory and scratch someone to death with your tiger claws while going meow meow. This is not Phoenix Eye Kung Fu, where you get up on someone in bump and grind stance and just pummel their throat and balls until they submit. This is selective. You only attack when it is safe to do so. All right. Number 7, the eye must see in every direction. Number 8, the ear must hear in every direction. So you maintain alertness, keep your head on a swivel, you're watching out, you're only striking when it's safe to do so. maintaining your balance, not overcommitting. Okay, that is the philosophy of Isshin Ryu. Isshin Ryu has one special move that it gets, and it is the dumbest thing on this page. It is Fortress Penetration Kata, which locks you in for a full melee round, because it is a special kata, to getting a bonus to all-out attack in exchange for a penalty to all your defenses. This style gets one special move that is the exact opposite of all 8 points that define what this style is as opposed to other kinds of karate. It is a special kata that allows you to overbalance, overcommit, forget about defense, take an unbalanced approach, and strike regardless of whether it is safe. So all practitioners are just really bad at remembering these 8 principles. They get into a fight, and then at a certain point, they're just like, ah, fuck it. And they just grab their bow staff like a baseball bat and start whacking away at their opponent. So I applaud Eric Wuchik for researching Isshin Ryu enough to learn about its 8 rules. But I would say the dumbest thing on this page is that the way he chose to represent it mechanically was to give all of its practitioners the ability to forget all about these 8 principles and revert to whack-a-mole style to mindlessly thump their opponents. Join me next time for a page not dominated by karate on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the podcast wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Ninjas and Super Spies, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Ciambietta. This slightly annoying theme song is Cartoon Battle by Kevin MacLeod, whose work you can find at Incompetech.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.